Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
You're awake. Yeah. What? I'm doing well.
Have I ever not been awake?
Well, I don't know. I guess the jury's still out on that.
That kind of hurts.
But nonetheless, I want to thank one of our listeners for bringing in a huge bag of mixed nuts.
Yeah. I think that resembles you.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe it kind of fits you and I, but...
The key
is, well, you know, my mother told me many years ago, Hank, that a lot of times you're guilty by association.
Right.
You know, because I would get home and innocently say, I didn't do it, the other guys did, and I got blamed for it, you know, and so... And she would say that. I'm guessing.
Are you saying you're guilty by association?
Well, yeah. I'm guessing the other mother said the same thing.
Yes.
Uh huh.
So you're both in trouble.
Right. But anyway, mixed nuts. Now here is the key word here:
salted.
Yeah. Now I realize if you have, you know, you're watching your salt or dietary thing, but again, if you're going to put some on your ice cream and you don't have any restrictions, it got to be salted.
Hey, here's the thing: if you have salted. If you don't need, I'll tell you what, I'll suck the salt of them and give them to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
So we have a awesome. Good buddy of ours that works in radio at other station. His name is Kent Pinchorn.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking to him yesterday and he goes, hey, I listen to you two clowns every morning. I said, you know what? I resemble that remark. He goes, I'm sure you do. But yes. Good guy. He's awesome. Guy.
Yes. Kent Pinchorn, the artist formerly known as David James.
Really?
Many years ago, he was on our airwaves. Yeah,
good guy.
In fact, I think he tried to train me back in the day, and I wish he'd come back because I could use some more training.
No, I don't think he ever. I don't think he ever picked anything up.
No, well, potty. That's about it.
Anyway, so we've been talking about pens and pencils, all right?
Yeah.
So I got you something for your man cave, Philip.
Well, thank you. What do you have?
This is what you call a bullet pencil.
A bullet pencil?
That's what umpires and referees use on the. Huh? You have to pull the pencil out.
Pull the pencil out. Oh! That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, so.
And it has the eraser.
It has the eraser there.
Because, so. And it looks like you can replace the eraser. Yep. See, I wind up using the whole eraser before the pencil's even three quarters.
But the pencil's like a golf pencil.
I see that.
So.
Or bowling. Bowling score. The old days. Kept your,
But you can have that. I put that in your man cave for, with everything else that you have there.
Yeah.
That you can't find.
I don't know if I can fit this pencil in the man cave. There's a lot of stuff in there, Hank. Ask June.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to. June. That's probably a sore subject with her.
It kind of is.
Yeah. Among other things.
Kind of is. See, if I have more space, Hank, I could spread out my collection and I could charge admission. People could come through, you know, 50 cents to see.
And you know what? And you're trying to help the family and she won't let that happen.
Yeah. But right now, I don't have enough space. I mean, people paid 50 cents. You know, they could maybe could get in and turn around and then come back out.
Or just look at Phil Neese sitting on the couch.
Yeah, well.
Al Bundy style.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Pretty
Peg.
Safe. Yeah, pretty safe. Yes. What else is going on today, Hank?
Well, did you know the most pallets toppled in a domino fashion?
No.
Was 1,377.
Wow.
I watched the video. It was pretty cool. There are plastic pallets, but they're pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
So they were set up on end and then kicked and down.
It was in a manufacturing place in India. So I'm sure the boss said, go ahead. We don't have anything better to do.
I wonder how many times that they accidentally bumped one and then, they had to start over.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do. See, I do that with a little dominoes.
I would be the world record guy there going, hey, look at this. Oh, my goodness.
Whoops. Or somebody sneezes.
Yeah. Because they go 100 mile an hour, you're sneezed.
I learned that yesterday.
Yeah.
But the other thing was we used to try to build card houses back in the day with playing cards. And that'd be the thing. You'd just get it right. And all of a sudden, you know, you'd sneeze or something or whatever. And whoop, there it goes.
Or your knee accidentally hits the table.
Yeah.
It's never good.
No.
I always use glue on them.
glue on your playing cards. All right. That's a great tip from Hank Bray right there.
Yeah.
You're just full of them.
Yeah. Hey, just don't forget that I think this is the last weekend for Milk and the Cheese. Is that right or no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting towards closer to their goal. So please give Ed Chitwood a call.
Right.
So they could really use it in food pantries and stuff. Good thing that they do, Ed and Chinda, Ed and Linda. So Chitya Linwood. Ed Chitwood.
Yeah.
Chitwood, Linda.
Yeah. Wake up, Henry. You're on the air.
I feel bad for Linda.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, did you? Oliver Roots was 8 years old when he was already taller than some NBA players. Now 18, he is the Guinness World Record holder for height at 7'9". He plays basketball for the University of Florida. He is officially the tallest teenager in the world. He would be the tallest NBA player. If he keeps growing at this rate, he'd become the tallest man, according to Yahoo Sports.
I'm amazed that all of his joints and everything work, because that's, you know, especially growing that fast as a youth.
Yep.
But good for him. That's awesome.
In the years since he signed with University of Florida, he shot up again from 7 foot to 7'9". 3 inches.
Just a growing boy.
Yeah. But could you imagine keeping pants on that kid?
Two pairs
My
of pants.
Goodness.
Right?
Right, one man prepare pants.
You'd have to cut them off and add more to the legs.
Yeah. So anyway, he plays for the University of Florida. Kind of going to be his. He has hit his head on door frames one too many times and actually prone to concussions due to that.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So
you're not expecting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyway, he goes, I learned to be peaceful and happy about my height. He goes, you just have to accept what God gives you and move on.
Yeah.
So
pretty level-headed. Yeah,
pretty level-headed. Yep. He's from Canada. Good kid. So
I saw this. ESPN is offering now SportsCenter highlights where you can personalize your version. Mm. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're going to be marketing that in the next couple of years. So you're able to go on there and click on the sport that you want. So then, you know, you don't have to sit through. Like if you're not a hockey, NHL. Yeah, exactly. You can just go right to football. And maybe you can do they do a longer story than, you know,
right.
Like the Packers have an amazing win over the Vikings or whatever. It's like Packers, but the Jets, the Giants, the Dallas Cowboys.
And
the Packers being denying. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't put Aaron Rodgers down. I don't, but I found it quite comical the other day. That he is the least quarterback selected in fantasy people's drafts.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody told me on, because we have our draft here at WRCO, somebody said he's still available in our draft.
Yeah.
I guarantee if he stays healthy, he'll score some points.
He'll score points. He will. And I don't put Aaron Rodgers down. I don't like everything the man did, but you know what? You have to respect what he did for the Green Bay Packers.
That's the thing, and it's kind of, I think Brett Favre has kind of gotten back into favor with Wisconsin people too, but you have to remember, you know, the what have you done for me lately kind of mentality.
And that is the mentality.
Look at all the games the guy won for over the years. And that's the only thing I focus on. Right. I don't care what he does now. I guess it's his thing.
Yeah, whatever he does.
He's not on our team.
I'm going to the dark room, though.
Are you?
Starting Saturday, I think.
I think so, too.
Well, it won't come out for a couple of weeks, so just to let you know.
Really?
So I'll be broadcasting from the dark room.
You're going to be on vacation in the dark room.
In the dark room.
Good for you.
I'm there all the time, all right? Anyway, the fastest haircut was given in 49.76 seconds and was achieved by Roberto Gangel at Carlos's Barbershop in Broadway Heights, Ohio on November 18th. The speedy cut beat the previous record by more than 5 seconds, as was performed on the mayor of Broadview Heights.
Wow. I wonder if the mayor had any ears left, though.
Well, he's still here.
Oh, he does have an ear there. Okay.
That only shows one side.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do, buddy? Yeah. What do you do? I big weekend coming up for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Second week of the football season.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. School starts on Tuesday for most area students, so everybody be safe out there starting Tuesday, because the big yellow things will be driving around.
Yep. Buses are going to be rolling.
They'll be rolling. Make sure you watch for the little guys, the little people on the sidewalks, pedestrian walks. I mean, big thing. I mean, it's a huge thing that the most accidents happen with pedestrians on Star School.
And especially when it could be foggy like it is this morning is. And things like
well,
that.
Well, it's going to be September. It's not supposed to be foggy September, but you know that, right?
We'll see.
Have you seen Joanne around?
She's in her dark room, I think.
She's been there for almost a week.
Yeah.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day and enjoy your new pencil. Don't lose it to anybody.
Oh, boy.
You've already lost it.
That's a challenge. I need to get like a chain that I can hook it to my belt.
Yes. Kind of like with your wallet.
Yeah, with my wallet. Yes. Right.
And your buck knife. Yeah. Buddy, have a great day. Be kind, everybody.
That's old Hank Bray.